Trevino.
All right, thanks, Jim. And I'm joined on the line by Greenwich Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. P&Z met last night and into early morning. Katie, good morning. Welcome. Appreciate you calling in early. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. Some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Okay, well, we finally got resolution on the Palmer Island subdivision and associated coastal site plans. All of them were approved last night. That took up the lion's share of the meeting. There was a lot of very good discussion actually involving ownership of the roadway, maintenance of the roadway, what should be included in the declaration of restrictions that is accompanied any open space area. In this case, it's a deed-restricted, fee-simple open space area and an additional easement area, both of which will have separate declarations. So we discussed that quite a bit. And in the end, the issue came down to buffering and landscaping and size of homes. So there was quite a bit of back and forth between the opposition and the applicant and the commission. And as I said, in the end, they were all approved with substantial requirements prior to zoning permit sign-off, mostly having to do with construction phasing.
Okay. What was approved? Was it similar to what was proposed? How much change was made?
Yeah. No. The changes that were made had to do with how the site will be developed eventually in terms of the construction phasing, because it is an extremely sensitive area, environmentally speaking, and what will be the future landscaping buffers between properties. I was very happy we were able to get that resolution. It was, of course, very important to the neighbors that they have adequate screening, And the applicant was able to provide that in the end. So I think we came out a win for everyone, I hope.
Okay.
As far as these things go, at least.
Right. Okay. All right. What else?
Then we had another subdivision, this one on Fairway Lane. They had come to the commission once before. There was considerable amount of retaining walls and fill associated with the property. The commission was not very keen on at all, to say the least. So there was a lot of meetings between, internal meetings post that first hearing and the hearing last night where staff met with the applicant to try to come up with locations of septic system, less fill, etc. So in the end, the plan was modified, and that was approved. Then we had a moderate income dwelling unit application at 62 Mason Street. If you recall, these are incentive-based regulations that allow for additional height and FAR in exchange for 20% of the residential units being offered as, quote, moderate income, which is effectively a different way of saying workforce housing. So it's at a less rent, so that teachers, planning staff, etc., can afford to move into these units. So there's 7 residential units. 2 of them will be offered as moderate income. They are proposing a 0.9 FAR, which is the maximum that would be permitted under this incentive. The commission asked them to come back with looking at reducing 2 of the units and potentially bringing the building down to a 0.7 FAR. There wasn't consensus on the commission that was the way to go. Others felt that it was critical to have as many moderate income units as we could get. So there was some good discussion there, particularly having to do with the design of the building. They had come in with kind of an Italianate building to start off with. The Architectural Review Committee wanted them to add a mansard roof. The commission wasn't necessarily so keen on that because they felt that if you have the mansard roof, the rest of the building should follow suit, and they felt like it was kind of just plopped on top there. So some workings need to happen with that application still. They'll be back in future meetings with potentially revisions there.
Okay.
Then we had a two-family home with an addition that was proposed. There's no on-site parking for the home, but that was proposed. So in order to get the on-site parking required the removal of 2 large trees. So part of the discussion last night was landscaping plans and turning movements for the driveway. That was all satisfactory in the end, and that was approved.
That was Delavan Avenue, right?
Correct. Yep, okay. 292 Delavan. And then 55 Arch Street, that was a historic overlay. That's where the outdoor trading clothing company and ski shop used to be located. They are looking to add approximately 1,400 square feet above the single-story portion of the existing building, and in exchange, they would deed restrict the property in perpetuity and make improvements to it to bring it back to its historic glory, so to speak. And that was also approved, both the historic overlay and the associated site plan.
Okay. What about the transition from coffee shop to pizzeria at Putnam Avenue?
That was withdrawn. Yes,
okay.
And everything else on the agenda was postponed, with the exception of the deletion of what we call the P zone, P standing for parking. This is a zoning regulation that allows conversion of property, usually residential, into a parking area in order to support the abutting business zone. We have about 16 of these throughout the town. They range across the east-west corridor of the town, so they're not located just in one area. The commission wanted the proposal was put forth because the commission had expressed concern in the past about the impact that these P zones have on residential neighborhoods and the taking of residential land for parking. And so the proposal last night was just to totally delete those sections, and that was approved. Now, the properties that are currently P zones, what they will now do is follow section 6-141, which deals with non-conforming situations. So those will now be subject to that section of the regulations, and that was quickly approved. There wasn't much talk on that one.
All right. Katie, what about the POCD draft plan? What's the latest there?
Okay, well, I'm so excited you brought that up, because we are very excited that we will be getting the plan out end of this week, early next week. I think it's in terrific shape, and it's a very good draft. It certainly needs a lot of public scrutiny and review, and I'm going to do my best to ask people to read the plan, and I hope you'll help me with that to let people know that it's available. It will be posted on the town website. I'll be emailing everybody I know, and I hope they will email out also. Hard copies will be available. I'm trying to get a gauge on how many copies I should make. So if you know for sure you want a hard copy, please email me at kdeluca@greenwichct.org. Also, if you would like to set up a meeting with me to go over the plan or have me explain it to you and kind of go through it with you or tell me your comments on it, I would very, very much appreciate it if people would email me to set up that meeting. Again, it's kdeluca@greenwichct.org. So the plan will be out, and we'll hopefully have a public workshop at the end of September. We're scheduled right now for September 19th. We're going to have it at Greenwich High School, so we have a big auditorium now. The Cole Auditorium at the library is under construction, so we've organized something at the high school. So again, that'll be September 19th, so it gives people a good amount of time to go through the draft and meet with me if they would like to, and then that's just a workshop. We're not looking to approve it at that meeting. We'll do that hopefully sometime in October, depending on the comments we get back. So at this point, yeah, we're very excited to get the feedback from the community.
All right, great. And then finally, next meeting, what's on the agenda?
Next meeting is September 4th in the Town Hall meeting room. And on that meeting, we have a subdivision at 249 Valley Road, a re-subdivision at 403 Sound Beach, another subdivision on Clabbered Ridge, affordable housing units at 63 Oak Ridge Street and 241 Hamilton Avenue. We've heard those ones before. We also have 40 West Elm Street to convert existing residential to an acupuncturist practice. And lastly, 12 Indian Drive, which is a coastal home.
Okay, and a couple of those were postponed from last night's meeting.
Right, yes.
All right, great, Katie. I'll enjoy the rest of your August, rest of your summer. Hope you get some time off, and we'll see you in September.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
All righty. That's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca. Jim.
Thank you, Tony. WGC.